Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Revi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. And in the fourth aliyah of Parsha Tetzaveh, we have 18 psukim. Until now, our Parsha and the last week's Parsha told us about the building of the Mishkan and of the Begadim of the Kohanim. This aliyah and the next aliyah discuss the Miluim, the inauguration or the sanctification of the Mishkan and the Kelim in the Mishkan. For 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu served as the Kohen Gadol, and then on the eighth day, Aaron took over as the Kohen Gadol. That procedure of Aaron taking over on the eighth day, that takes place in Sefer Vayikra in Parashat Shmini. In any case, in this aliyah, we hear about the miluim, the dedication of the Kohanim by being dressed in the Bigdei Kahuna and through a variety of korbanot. When the Torah introduces the entire miluim, the entire inauguration process in our aliyah, the Torah says in Perek Chav Tet Pasuk Aleph, "Vizeh hadavar asher ta'aseh lahem lekadesh otam lechahin li." Lekach par echad ben bakar ve'ilim shnayim timimim. This is what you must do to sanctify the Kohanim, take a young bull, 2 rams, etc. We know that not a single letter in the Torah is superfluous. However, in this pasuk, there does seem to be an extra word, hadavar. What do you mean, v'zeh hadavar? Why does the pasuk say, v'zeh hadavar? Asher ta'aseh lahem lekadesh otam. This is the thing that you must do. Just say simply, v'zeh ta'aseh lahem lekadesh otam. This is what you do. What do you mean, v'zeh hadavar? This is the thing. Rav Zalman Sarutskin, who died in 1966, tremendous Talmud Chacham, asks this question in his Oznaim LaTorah, and he says the following most beautiful idea. He says, first of all, that the Torah says the words v'zeh hadavar 10 times. And each time, says Rav Zalman Sarutskin, the Torah ba lehadgish et chashivut diburo shel ha'adam. In every one of these cases, zeh hadavar, davar doesn't just mean thing, it really means davar dibur. This is the speaking. This is the speech that you must do. What does that mean? Rav Zalman Sarutskin continues and he says as follows. This is coming to teach us, says Oznaim LaTorah, that Aharon and his sons, and the Mikdash and the Kelim, and all the Begadim, lo nitkadshu bimshicha uvekorbanot uvechol ha'amur po bilvad. The way these things became kadosh were not just through the anointing of the oil and the korbanot, etc., but says Rav Zalman Sarutskin, elagam uveikar bidiburo shel Moshe al pi Hashem shemasar li Yisrael et inyan hakedusha. The main primary method that the Mikdash and the Kelim, etc., became kadosh was through v'zeh hadavar. Through the speaking of Moshe from Hashem, the Mesorah, the Torah, having Kedusha in the Mikdash and among the Kohanim is not automatic. They needed v'zeh hadavar. What a powerful lesson. They needed Moshe Rabbeinu's words, his teachings, his lessons to teach them. They needed the Torah, the Divrei Torah, v'zeh hadavar, to infuse the Mishkan with Kedusha. Rav Zalman Sarutskin did not say the following, but perhaps using his message, we can go one step further. The Medrash Rabbah on this pasuk in Parsha Lamed Chet says, "V'zeh hadavar," refers to a pasuk in Hosea Perek Yud Dalid, "Kichu imachem devarim," take with you words. And the Medrash says it's referring to tefillah. And the Medrash there says, Devarim ani mevakesh, I want your words, says Hashem. I answered your forefathers in Egypt when they prayed to me. I answered Yehoshua when he prayed to me. I answered the Shoftim and Shmuel, etc., and Mordechai and Esther, etc., etc., when they prayed to me. They were all answered through tefillot. Perhaps that is the message of the Mikdash through the lens of Rav Sarutskin. You are inaugurating the Mishkan now. But says Hashem, don't think for a moment that all I want is your korbanot. I don't want you just going through the motions and checking off boxes. Korban here, animal there, mincha there, oil here, flour there. No, they're not magic potions, says the Medrash. Divarim, ani mevakesh, v'zeh hadavar. I need your words, B'nai Yisrael. I need your words of tefillah, says Hashem. It's a powerful message for the inauguration of the Mishkan, and it's a powerful message for you and for me every single day. Have a wonderful day, everyone.